The latest installment of Arizona Public Media's Tucson Remembers series honors veterans of the Korean War, known as the Forgotten War. Following World War II, people were anxious to enjoy the peace and the prosperity that their triumphs and sacrifices had earned. Many Americans had never even heard of Korea when war broke out, and our former communist allies became our newest enemies. Next, we'll hear from Tucson veterans about the lead-up to the war in June of 1950.
The overriding concern and the growing concern during that period of time was Russia, and a bit of a dismay, as I recall, when the defense lines were laid out in the Pacific. The Secretary of State openly declared that Korea was outside of our line of concern. It's my understanding that this was a go-ahead signal to the Russians, the Chinese, and this sort of thing, as to this open season on Korea, if that's the way to put it.
I joined in April 15, 1948 because of the Soviet threat. It looked like we were going to go to war with the Soviet Union. And as I say, Stalin was trying to take over, was already trying to take over Europe, the Eastern European countries. And this buddy and I decided we wanted to be where we wanted to be, so we joined the Navy. And because we thought there would be a draft and we'd end up in the Army, and that wasn't what we wanted to do.
I had not received a draft notice. In those days, once you got your notice, you were in the Army. And she said, "Well, Douglas, we mailed that to you." And I said, "Well, I haven't gotten it." She said, "Well, let me check the file." She pulled open his big file drawer, and there was the envelope sitting on top. She said, "Well, here, I'll give it to you." And I said, "No, no, no, you mail it." And I jumped in my car and tore into Detroit to the federal building, went into the Air Force recruiting office. The sergeant was there. I said, "I'd like to take the exam for aviation cadets."
I did 2 years in the Navy before the Second World War was officially over. And when I came back, I joined the Marine Reserves unit here because that was a thing to do. All my friends were there, and it was a good time to get together with the guys, you know, and go have a pitcher of beer after the meeting.
All the guys were joining the Marine Corps because we were getting T-shirts, shoes, pants, and all the stuff, you know. We were proud to be wearing the Marine Corps stuff that they were issuing us.
Most of the high school kids were reservists, either the Marine Corps, the Navy, the Air Force, the Army, even the National Guard. And it was a safe time to be in the service in. World War II had been over for a few years, and nobody imagined Korea.
Nobody and any of the guys that I know, or even myself, never thought there was going to be another outbreak like the Korean War. We weren't ready. Or never thought there was going to be another war. We were just happy they were in the reserve and we could get out of Tucson, every 2 weeks over there and enjoy ourselves in Camp Pendleton.
As a matter of fact, I was in North Africa. I was drafted, was conscripted in the British Army, and I was there. And I remember I was leaving Korea getting demobbed, and the officer said to me, "You're lucky you're leaving now, because this looks like it's going to be a lot of trouble in Korea." And that's the first time I'd ever heard of the word Korea.
We just heard the voices of Spencer Tidley, John Meek, Douglas Rain, Ruben Moreno, Eddie Rios, Raymond Bentley, and Derek Godfrey Kenny. Tucson Remembers the Korean War will air on Thursday, May 28th at 8 p.m. on KUAT Channel 6. We'll bring you more Korean War remembrances in the coming weeks on Arizona Spotlight.